Welcome to Health Reimagined. We've been talking about AI and healthcare for a while now, but the conversation is shifting. It's no longer just about AI and the answers that it provides. It's about AI taking action. I'm John Meyer, powered by Meyer Media, and today we're getting into what agentic AI actually is and what it means for healthcare, whether the industry is ready for it. Let's get into it. Joining me today is Jeff from SoundHound AI. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Jeff, there's a lot of AI noise right out there, right? Every industry. When you filter that out and look specifically at healthcare, where does the real opportunity sit?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we've been talking about AI at this conference at HIMSS for 15 years. I think this is the first time where we've moved away from scripted RPA bots, and actually now we have agentic AI where we have goal-oriented agents that are doing complex tasks in healthcare. So from our perspective, one of the biggest opportunities is doing this in the call center, in the contact center for healthcare organizations. For whatever reason, healthcare is still one of those industries where people pick up the phone. Even though they know they have an upcoming appointment, they don't really trust that their phone says you have a scheduled appointment. They're going to call, they're going to confirm, they're going to try to reschedule it. They're just going to call. And so no matter what we do with patient portals, these health systems that we're working with, their call centers are continuously expand. And so that's the gap that we stand in right now, is we work to automate as many of those calls in the contact center to free those agents up to work on more complicated tasks.
Jeff, there's actually nothing like picking up the phone and talking to somebody, you know, really verifying someone it is. And I agree with you. I do feel healthcare is one of those things where I'm not sure I want to press one to confirm or two just yet. Is it really going to do its task that I want it to do? And maybe I want to talk to somebody to confirm that my appointment is really at that time. I think it's a trust.
Yeah. And I've seen a shift. I've been doing this for 4 years in the conversational AI space. And I think at first people were a little skeptical. And now, you know, I expect a virtual agent to pick up the phone no matter what I call. And the technology has actually evolved, where before it was very robotic. Now it is a lot more conversational. It's just like you and I are speaking today. We aren't trying to trick the patient, though. So even though the conversations are more lifelike, we will say, this is Amelia, or our clients will name it a different name, like Emily or something like that, and say, I am your digital agent. So we're not going to try to trick the patient, but it is a lot more natural. Patients are, they don't want to wait on hold. And so I think that's the hard part here, is patients, sometimes they don't want to talk to an agent, or they don't want to talk to a digital agent, but they also don't want to wait on hold for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Or they may want to talk after hours. And so if they do that, we can answer the call. Or they don't want to wait on hold to talk to the three agents that speak their native language. So thus they can speak dozens of languages and they don't have to wait for a human agent to pick up.
I think one of the benefits of it is, and I just experienced this the other day, is an appointment opens up earlier and you can actually just say yes, confirm, and then you're automatically rescheduled for it. And I didn't have to wait on hold. I was able to do it. I was able to confirm it, and I was able to get into my appointment a week earlier than before.
Yeah.
That stuff wasn't even heard. Normally you actually got a call. Hey, everybody looked through their schedules, then they tried to confirm things.
Yeah, or you get the other way where you get a text and it's, can you confirm your appointment? Yes, no, and maybe I want to reschedule it to something else. And so now what we do is we allow that patient to say, you know what, can I have something in 3 weeks in the morning time, or can I have something the day after St. Patrick's Day?
Yep.
And the technology now is smart enough to know, okay, this is what I want to do. Or, you know, I've got two upcoming appointments. Let's reschedule those to be on the same day. That's a hard task for a human agent to do. But now with the agentic agents, they can actually do that very quickly.
Jeff, we've seen the first wave of AI in healthcare. We talked about chatbots, the virtual assistants, even basic automation, confirm yes, no, cancel my appointment. Can you tell us what worked, what didn't work, and what has the industry learned from this?
Yeah, so I think years ago, everyone started in the chatbot world. Fortunately, SoundHound started in the voice, so that's given us a few years head start. But yeah, everyone wanted to start in chat, and really, it's hard to justify the ROI on something like that. So after a few years, people have started to switch and said, let's start with voice. What didn't really work well is, you know, groups would first just start to automate the IVR process, and they would say, let's press one for this, press two for that. And really, patients and us, we're tired of that. We don't want to wait for that. We want to actually evolve and just talk normally to it and say, you know, I'd like to reschedule my appointment and pay a bill, and I need to refill this prescription. All at once, just like you and I are talking. I don't want
a continuous conversation,
exactly.
Right?
Right. So just like you and I are talking, I don't want to wait and then finish that task and then go to the next. I just want to talk and make sure the agent can actually do that. So we are actually seeing that now. When the agent can handle more complex tasks, the patient wants to use it more. When it's so basic, when it's just a confirm or cancel, patients don't really see the whole value in that because they know they're going to have to ultimately call back. But now our groups are doing way more than just what they started doing 3 years ago. The space is moving so quickly where they are going all across the health system. We have groups where patients can call into the main line of the health system. They can call into the billing department. They can call patient access. They can call IT service desk, whatever they call, and they can still ask questions that go all across the enterprise. So I could call in and reschedule the appointment. I could reset my password for my patient portal. I could, you know, ask a question about my bill that I have right now. And usually that would have been three separate calls or three separate transfers where they transfer me, I have to re-authenticate who I am, get transferred over again. But now you don't have to do that. So patients are actually saying, this is valuable. And health systems are able to see actually a reduction in the staff that's ultimately needed.
What I'm seeing now, and including from SoundHound, is that you can have a conversation. It's, you're not saying yes and screaming into the phone, yes, yes, yeah. Confirm, whatever it is. It's, you know, hi, Emily. What I'd like to do is say, and you're just talking naturally.
Yeah.
You're being able to accomplish, and it's picking out the specific tasks you want to do, and it's saying, okay, your bill is this, you're scheduled on this, I've rearranged this for you. Is there anything else I can help you with? And I didn't need to talk to three departments.
Yeah.
I was efficient, not only for a patient, but for the facility, for the customer side of it, and getting people in the seats, getting people scheduled. Mm-hmm. And it feels more like a pleasant experience.
It is. Yeah, especially now what we've done, even just this year, is we've launched our streaming voice recognition engine. So this is really cool because it's just like how you and I are speaking today. You don't wait for me to finish my sentence to then start processing. What did he just say? You can actually process it in real time with each word, and that's what Amelia is doing today. So that's the biggest innovation that SoundHound has had this year. The patient experience that's really changed the level here. We even have patients can now barge in and interrupt the agent. So it's rude if I interrupt you, but
like
it's
a normal conversation, right?
But it's not rude if I interrupt a digital agent for whatever reason.
Yeah. I like that. I think that provides a lot of value because if you wait till the conversation's done as a, you know, an AI agent, right? You're waiting 30 seconds. People thought you lost connection.
Right.
They're not there. And you lost that human aspect, that touch of it, and people, this is a robot, I'm out.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's really where, you know, because we started, because SoundHound has a lot of experience in the restaurant space and in the drive-through space, which, you know, when you think about the complexity there with filtering out background noise and filtering out screaming kids or dogs in the car, all that comes into play for the patient experience. So they aren't having to say yes and start to, you know, really articulate all the different numbers and variables in their speech there. So bringing in that technology has really given us a leg up in the healthcare space.
Jeff, where does voice and conversational AI fit into the broader healthcare landscape? And what drew SoundHound to this?
Yeah, so SoundHound, they've always known from the very beginning that voice is going to be the primary interface that people are going to want to do business with, right? I think that we talked about chatbots, they don't really work that well. And so when we look at where voice is going, especially in healthcare, I think the health systems here that we're talking to, they're really trying to minimize the amount of vendors. They're trying to reduce the amount of vendor sprawl in their ecosystem. And so they're trying to say, how can we leverage fewer vendors to do more things? So they're looking for more of a voice platform versus just a voice application for this one use case. So most of our clients are looking at us and saying, how can we leverage one voice for our health plan or for our HR team with our employees or in our IT service desk? And how can we put this in the workflow of our employees here? So again, we don't need to have six different voice bots and chat bots just because every application may have something native to it. So that's really where we're seeing that our opportunity and where we're seeing our clients succeed is having that one universal voice that can go across all these different departments.
Jeff, help everybody understand the difference between like a traditional IVR system where it's a standard response for everybody. There's a program response versus an agentic one, which you know response is the same. Every response is unique based on the customer, right?
Yeah, before, I think of it like MapQuest directions versus what we do now with Waze or Google Maps, where if you print out MapQuest directions and then you follow those, if you get off the wrong street, you're sort of screwed there. You have to figure out, how do I get back to that one street and then I can continue. But if you use Waze or Google Maps, if you veer off, it's going to figure out, how do we get you to that original, you know, end destination that you want. So that's really how I would think about what voice agents are doing now in the agentic worlds. They're goal-oriented. Just because I get off track a little bit, I'm still going to get to the end destination. But I think what's really critical here to point out is that you don't want the entire conversation to be like that, right? Because this is healthcare. This is sensitive information. You do want to make sure that the digital agent is talking to the actual patient. And so we actually have a hybrid model where patients can actually go through and go through a secure process where it is fairly scripted. We call it a deterministic workflow where we can go through the authentication process. And then once that's happened, then agentic AI can take over and then it can be more free flowing. So you can't have both.
So security is at the forefront, verification that you are who you are. And that's actually one of the concerns, not only with AI, agentic AI, is that you're providing the right person their information and nothing more.
Exactly. Right. I mean, it's just a lot of the groups here, it's the barriers to entry are lower with agentic AI. And so you'll see a lot of groups that can just put a wrapper around an LLM and call it a product. And that's just not really going to cut it for the savvy healthcare customer that really is concerned with privacy, with security. You do need that deterministic layer, and then you can have the internal LLM. So you, with our platform, we really figure out how do we empower and constrain the LLM to then handle those complex tasks.
Jeff, when you're talking to healthcare organizations about where they're struggling, what are the most consistent pain points that keep coming up and the ones AI agents are actually built to address?
So it's a lot that within the call center specifically, you know, call center attrition rates are just very high. We have groups that are 25 to 35% attrition rates. So if you look at a health system that has 400 or 500 call center agents, it's a very high percentage of training and retraining and hiring, and then they leave. And so that continues to be the biggest pain point. Still, long wait times. They don't want patients having to wait on the phone for 10 minutes because they'll hang up and call their competitor or call someone else. So those continue to be the biggest challenges and barriers that we're overcoming. And a lot of these health systems, we're allowing them to grow and expand and acquire more hospitals without needing to hire more agents. So that's really the nice thing here, because it's natural attrition. So it's not like they're cutting heads. They still have to backfill as quickly as they did before, and we can take on that extra work.
Jeff, for a healthcare organization that's ready to move to AI but doesn't know where to start, what's your practical advice for taking that first step without overreaching?
good call there. Yeah. So we've done this a lot, and so I'd say work with someone that has actually gone down this road several times and can help guide you in that. I think years ago, our customers would say, let's start here, and we would just automatically say yes. Okay, they want to automate that, let's do that. Now, after a few years of experience, we're saying, you know what, that probably isn't going to get you to where you want to go. So let's first level set and figure out, why are you trying to implement agentic AI? I know everyone says you need to, but let's really define, why do you want to do that? What are you trying to achieve through that? So once we have that, once we have our North Star, then let's put together the use cases that will get you there. So we actually have starter packs that we have for health systems, for health plans, that really take care of the highest volume, lowest complexity use cases first, just so you can get that ROI going. Because that's what everyone wants to make sure we cover, right? Everyone wants to make sure they can justify the expense. So we have a proven solution that has been deployed in dozens of health systems. We know we will get the ROI quickly. Let's get that baseline. And then what's fun is that allows those teams to innovate and look at other areas to say, maybe we could put agentic AI over here. Maybe it's a softer ROI. Maybe it's a better patient experience, but not necessarily a hard dollar ROI savings. And they can do that because the core foundation is taken care of.
Jeff, my last question for you is, the AI landscape is pretty much crowded right now. What makes agentic platform built specifically for healthcare different from everything else competitive for attention in this space?
Good question. Yeah, that's something we have to answer a lot, especially these types of conferences. So I think for SoundHound specifically, it's a combination of our technology and our people. So what's nice here and what attracted me to SoundHound in the first place years ago is that we're able to take a proven platform that's worked for years and years in highly regulated industries. We brought it into healthcare, and then we brought other healthcare experts from Epic, from Innovaser, from R1, from other leading healthcare organizations to then tailor make this for healthcare. So we're very aware of the regulations. We're very aware of security and patient safety, of course. And so the people is one of the first things I'd say. But again, the technology is just, it's advanced. You know, this is not our first time doing this. We knew voice was going to be the primary interface years and years ago. So we've actually evolved from the conversational AI world years ago to now the agentic AI world. So we know what it takes to actually have successful conversations, and we know what it takes to actually have the high containment rates that our clients are looking for. So what's unique here is that after the technology is actually implemented, we have a completely separate team that follows our delivery team to then optimize and make sure we have the right support model so that we can track and see, all right, can we get that containment rate up from 15% to 20 and 20 to 25 and 25 to 30? So we can actually point back and say, yes, like the conversations have increased in volume and increased in the containment rate year over year. And that's really what our clients are looking for.
Measurable KPIs.
Exactly.
For that, it really proves to the customer, not only that, and the patients, everybody that is having a good conversation and a good experience.
Exactly. Yeah, because at the end of the day, I mean, this isn't telecom utilities where the goal is to do anything but let the patient get to the agent. That's not what we want to do. So if the patient's frustrated, if we can tell that, we will escalate right away. If they say agent, we will do that. But again, our goal is how do we contain that call while keeping a good patient experience.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
To learn more about SoundHound AI and how they're helping healthcare organizations put agentic AI to work, visit soundhound.com. Stay tuned. There's more to come from Health Reimagined.